from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, May 27th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Jay Fox. Memorial Day is about remembering service members who gave their lives in service to their country. Amanda Fay of ONN affiliate WTOL in Toledo explains.
Honoring these men and women is why Memorial Day was created. The holiday was founded in 1868 and has been recognized every year since. And it's special for Charles Heiser, the executive director for the Lucas County Veterans Service Commission and a veteran of the Army and Air Force.
Let's remember the veterans that are no longer with us. Not only did they give up years of their life, some of them also gave their lives to give us the freedoms we have as Americans.
Ohio lawmakers will head to the State House Tuesday for a session to add President Joe Biden to the fall ballot. ONN's Eric Brown reports.
Due to differing interpretations of the proclamation Republican Governor Mike DeWine issued last week, the Ohio Senate scheduled a single day of activity for Tuesday, but a spokesman said the Ohio House plans to begin with 2 days of committee hearings before taking the vote Thursday. To get Biden on the ballot, the legislation needs to move the August 7th ballot deadline to after he gets formally nominated at the Democratic National Convention that will be held in Chicago August 19th through the 22nd.
Feeding America reports that more than 505,000 children in Ohio suffer from food insecurity. Clay Gordon from ONN affiliate WBNS-TV in Columbus and Food and Nutrition Administrator Cindy Long explain how the USDA is working to fix that.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is launching SUN programs by providing nutritious meals and snacks to children 18 years old and younger. The program offers options like SUN Bucks, which are new grocery benefits, and SUN Meals to Go.
All of these programs are available to kids who are eligible for free or reduced price meals during the school year. Families who are already on programs like SNAP or certain other programs that the state of Ohio may operate won't have to apply at all. They will just get $120 in benefits on a card to buy groceries.
The USDA has established quarantines for Butler, Claremont, Hamilton, and Warren counties to stop the spread of the box tree moth. Boxwood shrubs must remain in the quarantine zone. Large infestations can defoliate the plant. Summer costs might be higher than last year. ONN's Clay Gordon explains with Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy.
Economists say the average cost of a holiday cookout is up 10% from last year. That includes a 15% rise on beef and 50% on some condiments like relish. Airline tickets are down in price, but if you're driving, expect a 4 cent per gallon increase from last year.
Most of the summer this year could be very close to last year. Prices well below the records that we saw in 2022, and not a bad time for Americans to hit the road.
Experts say tech addiction is like a substance abuse disorder. Doug Petcash of ONN affiliate WBNS-TV in Columbus has the story.
According to Pew Research, 90% of U.S. adults and 96% of teenagers say they are online every day. And 46% of teens say they are online almost constantly. Psychiatrist Sue Varma explained researchers have seen changes in the brain after 6 or 7 hours of screen time a day.
The feeling is a loss of control over this, and the fact that you're not getting the same pleasure that you used to get from the same amounts. You keep doing it despite having negative consequences. That's when it's a problem.
She suggests being intentional about your tech use, not turning to it the first thing in the morning or the last thing at night.
Two Ohio amusement parks are among the 10 best in the country, and two others are within driving distance. ONN's Clay Gordon explains.
Cedar Point and Kings Island made USA Today's top 10 list of best amusement parks in the country. Cedar Point's newest attraction, the Top Thrill 2 coaster, closed less than a month after its debut, and it's awaiting vehicle modifications before it reopens. Hotel Breakers at Cedar Point was voted a top 5 best theme park hotel. Kings Island is expanding its Planet Snoopy Kids area, but existing rides remain open. Coconut Grove Cafe is a new outdoor bar inside Soak City. Beyond Ohio, Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and Holiday World in Santa Claus, Indiana, are two other nearby choices.
All three of the suspects in connection to the deadly Canton arson house fire earlier this month are pleading not guilty. Betsy Kling with ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland has more.
Clayton Cunningham was charged with aggravated murder and aggravated arson. Corey Bolstrom also faces those same charges, and Salvatore Morris is charged with complicity to aggravated murder and complicity to aggravated arson. All three are being held on a $1 million bond. 66-year-old Frank Campbell died in that fire.
The Cleveland Guardians swept the Los Angeles Angels yesterday to win their ninth straight game and now have the best record in the American League. Cincinnati Reds fans are celebrating a three-game sweep, beating the visiting Los Angeles Dodgers in front of over 35,000 fans at Great American Ballpark. It was the Reds' first series win in more than a month. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Jay Fox.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.